It is an odd thing, pity. It is an odd thing, pity. Graham Greene seemed to see it as intrinsic to sex, but as Connor Cruz O'Brien pointed out in an essay on Greene, if you extricate the compassion from it, you are left with an emotion that is ruthless, perhaps, as he said about power, vampiric. But it is a painful emotion, pity. During some quick research on the New York restaurant where Gore Vidal wept on typically hearing of Eleanor Roosevelt's death, so that I could have palm Eleanor paid a visit, I learned a patron there was Jacqueline Onassis, who would bring her children, Carolyn and John, each Saturday for a meal, her favourite being spinach salad and a hamburger on thick, plain white plates. The image of her in the street, in shock black behind her husband's corpse, the children flanking dutifully before their life of traumatised, charming public service, superimposes itself on the petite family group at the cheerful red check tables, the incomplete assassination videos crackling like a bullet, like more than one bullet and none of them magic, in the memory. But I found that in talk, as I recounted her hamburger and her salad, I unexpectedly had tears in my eyes, as if the poverty of the meal really reflected the poverty of the falling empire itself, the poignant taste of the US in the mouth. I remember reading that Vidal said the ex-first lady, who was his relative by marriage, at their life's end just greeted and left without lingering to chat. Perhaps her son died by accident high-flying in the sea. Perhaps he would not have had the CIA disband, as his father wanted, opposed Clinton's for office, since his sister now in Canberra may believe a neat plea bargain likely for Assange. In the US, it seems that most food is monotonous, predictable as propaganda, but that is in itself its purpose. At her promise, in wealth as powerful as tears, as luxurious, that once a week they all would eat New York City and maybe still have their happiness. There were tears in my sudden eyes, but it is, in its empire, always an odd thing. Pity.